arriving Janmashtami. It's okay with you? Jai. So we'll discuss how before Krishna, Vasudev and Devaki came across with different circumstances. And how this applies to our life. So we'll start with small bhajan called Tumi Sarveshwara Shwara Vrajendra Kumar. Our Vrajraj Prabhu have song books. So some books will be given to the Prabhuji's side and some books can be given to the Mataji's side. Then we have the song, bhajan. After the bhajan, we'll have one Gita shlok and then we'll start main discussion. So, to just save time, I propose we can sing the bhajan together.
Tumi Sarveshwara Shwara Vrajendra Kumar Tomara Ichha Vishwe Srujana Samvara Tava Ichha Mate Brahma Korena Srujana Tava Ichha Mate Vishnu Korena Palana Tava Ichha Mate Shiva Korena Samvara Tava Ichha Mate Maya Sruje Kara Kara Tava Ichha Mate Jive Janama Marana Samruddhi Nipata Dukha Sukha Sangatana Miche Maya Baddha Jiva Asha Pashe Fire Tava Ichha Binu Kichu Korite Na Pare Tumi To Rakshakara Palaka Amara Tumara Charana Bina Asha Nahi Para Nila Bala Jashta Prati Varasa Chadiya Tumara Ichhaya Ashi Nirvara Koriya Bhakati Vinodati Dina Akinchana Tumara Ichhaya Tara Jivana Marana.
Let us understand Thakur Bhakti Vinod telling us something. Thakur Bhakti Vinod is from 18th century, 200 years before. And Thakur Bhakti Vinod through this bhajan on the occasion of Janmashtami telling us very wonderful, profound points which we need to understand, get it convinced and really give a thought on that. First, Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, Tumi Sarva Ishwara Ishwara. What is Ishwara? Ish and control. Ishwarani who controls. Tumi Sarva Ishwara Ishwara. Ishwara is control. And the person is controlling controller. Tumi Sarva. He's the controller of all. Tumi Sarva Ishwara Ishwara. Vrajendra Kumar. He's the son of Vrajendra Nandana. Tomara Ichaya Vishwe Srujana Samhara. Vishwa, the creation of law, Vishwa, creation of universe, annihilation of the universe, is happened due to what? Tomara Ichaya. Thakur Bhaktivinoda was praying to Lord Krishna. By his desire, Ichaya's desire, it is getting created and getting annihilated. If Lord can think of creation, cannot Lord think of our life also? Let us correlate. Let us correlate. Tava ichha mate Brahma korena srujana. Brahmaji, when Brahmaji creates the universe, on getting the signal from Lord, Lord, unless and until the Brahma gets signal, like air traffic control, if the plane needs to take off or plane needs to land, unless and until it gets the signals from air traffic control, have you seen any traffic, air traffic control? If you go to Sandra Gurus, 80 meters height, air traffic control is there. The person who just designed, I was taking an interview, I was understanding a lot of this meteorologic aspects. So unless and until anybody gets the signal from air traffic control for taking off or landing, nobody can take off, nobody can land his plane. Unless until the Brahmaji gets the control signals from Lord, Krishna, Vrajendra, and then Brahma cannot create. Tava ichha mate Vishnu korena parana. Even Vishnu wants signals from Lord Vrajendra Nandana. Tava ichha mate Shive korena samvara. Annihilation. Annihilation of the universe needs require permission from Lord. Tava ichha mate maya sruje karaga. Even this Maya Devi requires permission to maintain this prison house from Lord. Tava ichha mate jive jivana marana. Even the any jiva gets jivana, any jiva gets marana, any gets birth, any gets death, depends on Lord's desire. Yeah? It says, mare Krishna rakhe ko. Rakhe Krishna mare ko. If Lord wants to kill, nobody can protect. But Lord wants to protect, nobody can kill. Samruddhi nipada dukkha sukha sangatana. Miche maya baddha jiva asha paashe phire. We are wandering. Sabhi 8 baje ka local, sham ko asha paashe phire. Tava ichha binu kochi korita nabari. Without your desire, nobody can do anything. Tumi to rakshakara palak amara. Lord, you are protector. You are our father. Tumi rakshak, Lord, you are protector. We have seen in the bomb source cases or in Mahabharata or anywhere, Lord is protecting the devotees. Nija bala cheshta prati bharasa chadiya tomara ichha ali nirbhara kore. Jab We are protector, we are completely nirbhara. Nirbhara means without any fear. Nirbhara. Bhakati vinoda ati dina kinchana tomara ichhaya tara jivana marana. Thakur Bhakti Vinoda is praying, Lord, tomara ichhaya tara jivana marana. So, this is the wonderful prayer. Godruptve charana avash rakshibe Krishna. Krishna protects the devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, from this, we'll go to this Bhagavad Gita verse, which tells us the wonderful concept, how to make Lord happy. It says, if you water the roots, entire tree gets nourished. So if the Lord becomes happy, if the Lord becomes happy, entire society can be happy. And it says here, how Etu Sarmani. So we'll chant together. We chant together. Let us fold the hands. Straight, erect. And here is a Bhagavad Shloka for For convenience, everybody, it is written here. Can chant after you can repeat after me.
Etu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matpara ananneva yogena madhyayanta upasate. Etu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matpara ananneva yogena madhyayanta upasate.
Thank you. Let us understand what Lord wants to tell us. It is from chapter 12, chapter and shloka number 6. It says, those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me, being devoted to me, engage in devotional service, and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. It mentions here, there is one more shloka, 7, it's just connected, section 7 are connected. It says, Tesha maha samudharta mrityu samsara sagarat. Bhavami na chirat partham maya veshita chetata. It says, if we want to go out of this cycle of birth and death, if we really want to cross this bhava sagara, then what we supposed to do? We supposed to do, one, let us worship Krishna. And that we'll be discussing in our next, after the shloka. Giving up all activities unto me. Let us have all our activities having center of point of our life as remembering Krishna. Having devoted to me without deviation. Devotion without deviation. For example, if you are studying and my mind is somewhere else, can I grasp the study? No. So Lord tells some same thing here. It says, devotion without deviation. Next it says, always meditating on me. We have wonderful thought of always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. It's the same thing here. Always meditating upon me. Having fixed their minds on me. If we just do these four things, what? Giving up all activities to Lord, devotion without deviation, engage in devotional service, meditating on Him, having fixed their minds on Him, and then, what is assurance by the Lord? What is commitment by the Lord? He says, I will swift deliverer. Your takeoff will be very smooth. Swift deliverer from ocean of birth and death. Again, you don't have to come to this. The Kalayam Ashashwara. So let us start with our main discussion. Before that, we'll just have a small prayers. My request, let us fold our hands, close our eyes, And just concentrate on your Paramatma or soul which is there in everybody's heart. Let us meditate that we have got this human life which is after 84 lakhs of species. So let us be grateful to the Lord. Let us pray that to the causeless mercy of the Lord we have got this human life, and expressing the gratefulness in that completely prayerful mode, let us chant this small prayers. Om Agyanti Virandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Rakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadapi Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Vadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Amaum Vishnu Padaya Vishna Brushtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So before starting, I would like to offer my dandavas to all of you and seeking your blessings, seeking your ashirvad, and then it is just my humble efforts to serve all of you, to serve the Lord, and serve all the Vaishnavas who will be hearing this small, my humble attempt. So, this is coming 24th August, Janmashtami. So I had taken the word Janmashtami. Janmashtami is a spelling of Janmashtami. J-A-N-S-T-A-M-I. Same. So let us try to understand what each letter of this word tells us. Let us start from J. J stands for our journey. Our journey. Everybody has journey, isn't it? Our life is a journey. From, you can say, childhood to the youth. Again, it will go to the different stage. And this journey, we have got so many experience. Now, when this Lord incarnates, when the Lord arrives, Lord arrives when there is a call for the Lord. Like when the child cries, Mama, I, something. When the child cries, if something child is not crying, mama will not see. But the child cries with a, you can say, big voice, immediately mother will look after the child. Similarly, Lord comes for the purpose. Lord comes.
Yada yadai dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam danasmasya tadatmanam prajamyam paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya dushkruta dharma samsthapanardhaya sambhavami yuge yuge.
So Lord will come when there is a call for the Lord. When Advaita Acharya called. We are praying at Shantipur. If you go to Shantipur, the particular place where Advaita meditated is still there. You can have a darshan of the Shantipur. When Advaita Acharya prayed, Lord Chaitanya appeared on this world to deliver all the conditioned souls. And here in Mathura, what was happening? Mathura, counts, the king counts, was taking Devaki, along with Vasudeva. And when they were passing, they were Akashvani. You know the Akashvani. Now, what is Akashvani for us? Akashvani for us through the scriptures is human life means for birth, disease, old age, and death. Let us understand. Let us understand. This world is of dukkha, alay and ashashvatam. And tatat padam with padam na desha. There are issues, problems, difficulties, hurdles at every time. Isn't it? Is there any other person there without, he says, I don't have any problem in my life? It will not be. But when there is a call from Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya incarnate. I will tell you now a small story, which is a real story. I was just going to one different center, and then one of the devotees was sharing realizations. There is one lady. She has 4 children. And one girl of her, 4 years old, on one day, by 2 o'clock, she was missing. She was calling everybody. She was calling neighbors, she was calling school, she was calling relatives, she was calling friends. Have you seen my particular daughter? And she was completely disturbed. Where to find the girl? And they started crying and calling Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. She was completely crying. Where is the child? The child is very, very, very dear to the mother. Isn't it? Child is very, very dear to the father. Father, this is and they are from police, calling to this police station, calling to other police station, calling to other police station. Have you found out this particular girl? Complete in anxiety, complete in worry. Where the child has gone? 4 year child, where is? And nowadays mobiles are there, but mobiles are not with it. Maybe this much small. Where to find out? Where to call? But the mother has firm belief. She was continuously chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. After 3 o'clock, this is missing from 2 o'clock, after 3 o'clock, she was calling to husband, calling to neighbor, have you got my child, have you got my child? There was no response. So in the Bhagavatam it says, Tate Nukampa Susamekshamano Bunjana Evatmatam Vipakam Rudvagapudvang Midagastamaste Jivetaya Mukti Padedhayava. It's a wonderful shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Tate Nukampa Susamekshamano. He says, anybody tolerates these waves of up-downs in his life. By fully understanding this is due to reactions and resultant of earlier karmas. And with honestly prayers and with devotion, get surrendered to the Lord. And then, Jivitaya Mukti Pade Dhayabhag. Lord says that person will attain Mukti Pada. That person will attain Mukti Pada, which will be Moksha, liberation. Jivitaya Mukti Pade Dhayabhag. It says, so, it says, he avasya, 100% he becomes the Mukti Pade. Now, if you like, in this life we get, why this is happening to me? Isn't it? That person is enjoying, that person not doing any bhakti, but I am doing bhakti, I am doing chanting, I am coming to temple, but why this problem is for me? Don't we get this kind of questions? So here I want to tell you something. See, there's a law. For every action, there is equal and opposite reaction. So this life is depend upon our last life. Please try to give little thought on this. This our life is depend upon our last life. Depend on our last life karma, we will get this life. But depend upon this life, our next life can be decided. Just give a little thought on this. If we have good things in our this life, our future life will be good. So, let us do good devotional life in this life, so that you will get wonderful future life. It says, Shriya Kanta Kanta Purusha Kalpataravo. The next life, if really you deserve, Shriya Kanta Kanta Purusha Kalpataro, there are Kalpataru. Istukara Mara says, Amijato Amucha Gava Amucha Rama Rama Gava, which is this world, Vaikuntha. This is Kunta, full of miseries, full of problems, full of difficulties. But if you go, just go, then, so let us, and you know this law of karma? I'll tell you one small example. If we go to one satsang, or if you go to any satsang, and there are number of chappals are outside, we find out our chappal properly? Having 100 must be chappals must be there, but we find out our chappal properly? Similarly, the cow will find his calf along amongst hundreds and thousands of cows. Calf will find her mother amongst hundreds and thousands of cows. So similarly, we find our chappal properly. Similarly, our karma will find out us wherever we are. Wherever we are. So let us do karma properly. so that our future life should be more blissful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this particular Mataji who will cry for missing of her daughter, got her child in the night. She was telling, her child was standing near one mosque. And one old lady find out the child is crying, crying, crying. And the child, says, that particular one, that lady, another lady, who found this child is crying near the mosque, asking her, where is your papa? Where is your mama? But somehow she was so crying, she could not able to tell her. Then that particular lady went to one particular station, police station. But you know, police station always has, this is my boundary, this is my boundary, this is my boundary. Police station always has, this area doesn't come our jurisdiction. So that lady who found out the particular daughter went to another police station. They said, not our, not ours. So that lady who found out the daughter was wandering for more than 3-4 hours. And after 4 hours, she went to the right police station. And where this another person was found, again ringing different, calling different police stations, and then the news got correlated and then parents came there. Now this mother of the child was crying from afternoon. She said, even though that lady who was carrying my daughter is like Krishna, is like Lord. Because anybody, any person said, why I should care for another person? But Lord can come in any form. Lord came in what form? Lord came in the form of one mother who found out the child near a mosque and went to the one police station, another police station, third police station, fourth police station, and for the child, and she waited until the parents came. And the moment parents came, immediately they became happy, parent became happy, that particular lady saw that happiness on both of them and then went away. So Lord also sees like this, wants to see like this. Lord is waiting for us for not some years, but for life after life. Devamrita Swami Maharaj tells, when any conditioned soul goes back to the Godhead, the Krishna, the Lord, the Vrajendra Nandana Krishna, Tumi Sarva Ishwara Krishna becomes so happy, he takes, embraces and kiss for hours after hours, because just consider for a thought, that the child comes from after so many years to the mother, how mother will be pouring her eyes, Similarly, Lord also loves. So let us on this occasion of Janmashtami be very, very, very serious about ourselves and our deep connection, our eternal connection, our real constitutional position, our connection with the Lord, and re-establish this connection which we have forgotten. So let us understand from journey. Our journey should be, how the journey should be? Our journey should be always, the style mentions about, yetu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matpara, always submitting Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here, there is one small prayer, which really gives, it says that, It's a wonderful prayer, a different series of prayers crying for Krishna. It asked, "Oh Krishna, oh great you Krishna, oh we can say wonderful names are, oh you can say loving Krishna, oh powerful Krishna, very very different." Here says, "Oh great you Krishna, please help me to appreciate the facilities available in this human form of life." The first prayer from our side. Oh Krishna. Oh great Krishna, please. Please help me to appreciate the facilities available in the human life. See? We have got this human life. It says, Durlabha manava janma labhya samsare krishnana bhajino dukha kaibo kare durlabha manava janma. See, we can wear whatever we want. We can eat whatever we want. Any day we can have something. Maybe dosa or puran puri, whatever you want. But are these facilities available for non-humans? Certainly not. Certainly not. Especially when I just try to serve cows and I when see cows along the dustbins of municipality, they're eating plastic, they're eating not. What do we feel? So, let us appreciate the Lord has given human form for us and we value this human form. So let us go to the next letter. After J comes, Janmashtami A comes. What A tells us? A tells us, appreciate others. other devotee who helps us. Appreciate others. The devotees always helps us. You must have come to different invitations. Isn't it? Or we can say, somebody gives advice. In this Vasudevki, first what happens? When there was Akashwani, and we discussed Akashwani that birth old age this is, after Akashwani, what happens? The Vasudev was about to kill Devaki. Isn't it? Vasudev was about to kill Devaki. But, sorry, Kams. Sorry, extremely sorry. Kams was about to kill Devaki. Immediately, what happened? Vasudev started telling to Kams about what was Akashwani? Akashwani was about the eighth son of the Devaki will kill you. Then Vasudev started discussing with Kamsa. He started discussing, why you want to do, why you want to kill this Devaki? Your sister. Ultimately Devaki has not done something wrong to you. Isn't it? Akashvani tells about eight child. What about the son? Sin done by Devaki? Nothing. So, when we will have different ups, downs and turmoils. Isn't it? Different up, downs. Or very, very contradictory situations or some difficulties where we cannot think of anything. Then, Vasudeva started telling to Kamsa. So when we have completely in amongst the anxieties, let us approach to whom we have faith. To whom we have faith. And this process of Krishna consciousness for Srila Prabhupada has done wonderful institution of this Hare Krishna Mandir, or we can say ISKCON. Here, the wonderful system of devotee care. It's a temple for caring each other, loving each other, giving shelter to each other. I will tell you again another one of the real story. The story is from Badlapur. I will not take names, but it's a real story. In one of the marital case, there were very much differences between the husband and wife. The disturbance were such high level that the wife went into depression. But as in earlier story, Lord will come in some form, and the child again brought back to the mother. And in this story, when that particular wife went to depression, and depression was such a high level, she needed to admit it into hospital. When one of the devotees from the temple was very much concerned, she was so concerned, she was working in Bombay, but going to Badlapur, taking her and going to the satsang. And once anybody goes to satsang and once hears Krishna Katha, when she hears takes the darshan of the Lord, hears kirtan, what happens? Slowly, 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 nasta praeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. The moment we hear, what starts? Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadava nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitranam vidyavadhuja. When we hear anything Krishna related with Krishna, it has power to cleanse our consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Immediately, the process will start working. And after constant hearing for more than four or five months, that a person who was in depression, at least she was not doing Hare Krishna satsang, but there was one connection. Lord came in the form of devotee, and then the devotee brought another person who was not devotee to do satsang, and by attending satsang, the entire family came to this satsang, and then slowly, 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 that particular person who was in depression came out of depression and started coming frequently, regularly to Hare Krishna. So this is the wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, which all anarthas get relinquished. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then what happens? Then Kamsa keeps both Vasudev and Devaki in the jail. Isn't it? In the jail. And then we know that one after another there were sons. The first son, when he took the birth, his name was Kirtiman. When he took the birth, Vasudev could have thought, what is Akashvani? A child of Devaki is killing Kamsa. This is the first child. So, I keep with me. But Vasudev has given commitment to the Kamsa. That whomsoever we get the sons, I will give it to you. And Vasudev was maintaining that commitment. That commitment from Vasudev was have such importance that more than the life of the child. Vasudeva was knowing that Kamsa is going to kill my child. And Vasudeva might have different ways. But Vasudeva maintained his commitment among the very different and difficult situations. So in our life, there will be so many different calamities, different problems, different difficulties will be coming. But if we have given commitment to the Lord to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we have given commitment to follow the regulative principle, and if we have given commitment to the Lord to chant our rounds, then maybe any calamities come, Lord will assist us. Lord will save us. Because Lord knows the bigger plan. So here, Vasudev is teaching us by his own example to maintain firm vows and firm commitments. After that, when first child was given, Kamsa said, Ari, eight child is going to kill me. Vasudev, you may take this child. But immediately Narad Muni arrived. Narad Muni started telling Kamsa, Vishnu, in earlier birth you were calling me. Vishnu can come in any form. So, In our life also, there will be one person will tell, Hare, aaj to Sunday, chalo aaj thoda Hare Krishna ji chutti karo. Another person, Hare, this is more important than going to satsang. Another person will tell, no, you have got this priority in your life. And I will tell you, there is one example upon base. That particular base in me, earlier he was very sincere. He was sincere, serious, attending morning program, everything. But he gave one chance to outside food. Asked thara batata vada khaye. He gave one chance to outside Maya. And Maya always says, hi, Maya. So Maya will always try to pull us outside. And that particular base inmate, when he started eating little outside, afterwards, Maya has so captured him that he stopped coming to satsang, and after 4 or 5 months, he is seen nowhere. So, Vasudev is teaching us how one should be convinced and confirm that not to go out of the association of devotees. The moment we go outside, immediately Maya. So, one of the Prabhuji always gives example of kabaddi, 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 kabaddi. How it happens in kabaddi game? It will go for some time kabaddi, kabaddi, kabaddi after his breath. The moment he finds his capacity is not getting over, immediately he will come back to his original tent or campus. So, devotee approach will be like this. For certain extent, for some, whatever is required, go to this outside world and again come back to the original world of Hare Krishna. So, Vasudev is teaching us to maintain our commitment to the Lord, maintain our commitment to the institution, maintain our commitment to the what is the service we are rendering. but not to change our commitment. And we see afterwards what happens. One after another, one child is getting killed. Then just think of second delivery, Devaki. See, delivery is very, very painful. When we went to our municipal hospitals and we see labor ward, very horrible pains. But one after another, they were getting the children and the children were killed. Now you can just think of, if another parents are there like Vasudev ki, let us stop now. Bas ho gaya. Isn't it? In our life, continuous, barambar. Let us stop. But no. Vasudev and Devaki, they were thinking, this is service to the Lord. This is service to Krishna. They were tremendous sacrifice for consecutive years. Sacrifice for so much of time. There is a sacrifice by Srila Prabhupada. Isn't it? See, Janmashtami, we are celebrating in a wonderful environment. Temple is there. Everything is so nice. But when Srila Prabhupada was traveling on Jaladuta, there were no devotees. There were no temple. There were nothing. But still, Srila Prabhupada has temple in his heart. And there was sacrifice of Srila Prabhupada for so many days of sea travel. He had the heart attacks on Jaladuta. See the sacrifice of Devaki. See the sacrifice of Vasudev. See the sacrifice of Srila Prabhupada. I'll tell one story of sacrifice. And let us sacrifice this life. We have enjoyed Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, Maitun for so many lifetimes. Let us have one life sacrificed to Lord. For our Uddhar, for our upliftment. This case of Orissa. In Orissa, there was one child called Dharmapal. And he was from the family of construction of temples. And he learned how to construct temples. When he became 12 years of old, he asked his mother, where is my papa? Where is my father? He started asking, where is my papa? And then, mother told, my dear Dharmapal, papa has gone to the duty of the king for construction of big temple. You go to Konark. You go to Konark, you will find your papa. Dharmapal went there. And in those days, you had to walk. There were no planes, there were no trains. I started walking. After many days, I went to the Konark. And there he found his father was constructing a giant temple along with 12,000 workers. Temple construction workers. 12,000 workers. When Dharmapal started asking, his father's name was Kishu Maharana. Where is Maharana? And then, after searching a lot, he came across with his father. And when the father and son came in front of each other, and father saw son, and sons of father, they were like jubilant, embraced each other, and crying for each other. After so many years, the son met with his father, and father meeting with child, son. Always remember, Krishna is always remembering us. So, when this Dharmapal started helping his father, and one day he found out, when Dharmapal found out, his father was in tension. Dharmapal saw his father's intention, and Dharmapal asked, "My dad, my father, let me know what is your this tension." And then Kishu Maharana started telling, "My dear child, see, for so many years, with these 12,000 workers, I am constructing temple. But above the temple, we need to maintain one chakra and kalasha. Have you seen chakra in this Puri temple? Huh? There was wonderful video also how the chakra was installing temple of Vedic devotee. Wonderful. It is said that if you just see the chakra, darshan of chakra, you get the benefit of taking darshan of Lord. So, Kishu Maharana was in anxiety, Kishu Maharana was in tension, as this particular kalasha could not be kept due to so many technical difficulties. Sometimes happens. Problem happens. Sometimes, in our construction also, lift is... I'll tell you one example. In Mysore, one building was in out of plumb by 6 inches. And then it's for 35-story building. And so many cracks started coming. So many problems started coming. And generally building span we maintain for more than 50 years. But the building need to pull out. Need to pull down after 5 years. Can you imagine construction of 35-story building and they pull down? Because not in plumb. So here Kishu Maharana was in tension. What to do? This kalash cannot be kept above the temple. And king has ordered, if by tomorrow, because king said, I am spending so much amount on you, 12,000 workers are working for that, and you are not able to keep kalasha on the temple, my whole purpose is defeated, I am going to kill all of you. Hare Krishna. And then Dharmapal, with all his studies, all his qualifications, small but he has studied, he gave a wonderful solution, that we'll do like this, and Kishu Maharana thought, my God, this is an out of box idea. Huh? Sometimes children, have you found children? Papa, idea! I said like children like that. Idea. So, Kishu Maharana, when I heard this idea, my God, this is a wonderful idea. Let us implement. And he called all the workers and they worked together and by something, different shaping, different forms, and then in the night, they work full night, and before the sun rises, on the horizon, that kalasha was on top of the temple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then, what was king order? King order was, he was about to kill Maharana and 12,000 workers if kalash is not kept. But now the kalash is kept on the temple. And then, everybody got saved. Everybody jubilant, blissful, enjoying, everybody. Dharmapada was also very happy to see his father. But after some time, after a few moments, there was deep silence. There was deep silence amongst all workers. And the Kishu Maharana tried to understand why there is silence. Then worker started telling, if king came to know that the small child found out a solution, then he may thought what? Why this use of 12,000 workers? What is the purpose of all your 12,000 workers? A small child in the solution. And when Dharmapal heard this, he went to the Kalasha and from Kalasha he jumped off into the ocean nearby and sacrificed himself for all his 12,000 workers and for his father. So this is the sacrifice for Dharmapal for this Konark temple. So we also know sacrifice of Srila Prabhupada for this entire ISKCON movement. Now how it applies to our life? It applies to our life. We have so many temptations. We have so many provocations. We have so many different pressures which will take away from the Krishna consciousness, which will pull us away from the Krishna consciousness. But always keep this ideal example in front of us. That having the greatest difficulty, these people not got deviated. They maintain the conviction firm. They maintain that their commitment firm. They maintain the flow of life firm. So if we also maintain among family problems, among children problem, among financial problem, among society problem, among all official problem, main point of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will see the sincerity and seriousness. Krishna will test us. Krishna will test us like gold get tested. The diamond get tested. Diamond will get hurt. The gold has to go to different fires. So, but when gold comes, gold shines. When diamond gets struck, diamond gets wonderful shine. Similarly, when we'll pass to different fires of the life, Krishna will see the seriousness. Krishna will see the sincerity. And then, Krishna will shower. Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopal. Hari Govinda. Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopal Girivaradhari Gopal. Krishna Govinda Gopal Girivaradhari Gopal. Gopal 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 Gopal. Krishna Nanda Yashoda Dula Girivaradhari Gopal. Krishna Kanaya Lala Ki. So here we have come that there were 6 children, and after 6 children, one after. Thus, Kamsa kills all 6 children. Then 7th, what happens with 7? Huh? 7 Balramji transferred. Transferred to Rohini Devi. And then what happens? It is Krishna appears. How the Lord appears? Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. Isn't it? Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Pitambara Dhari. Krishna has wonderful effulgence. Wonderful form. Wonderful black hairs. And then different wonderful omkar was there. Entire, I can say, that particular jail lighted. It's jail. There was not sin, but there's a wonderful different bells were ringing. It's like the Vrindavan. Krishna, 400 form in the jail. And this is the dream of Srila Prabhupada, to change every house to the temple. Prabhupada's dream is to bring Lord in the heart of everybody, also to bring the Lord in the house. So when there's a Lord in the house, and if you worship the Lord by offering to the Lord, by offering entire, what are things? Etu sarvani karmani. There's a change, complete change. When the Lord appears, it transforms. When the Lord appears, it completely changes. And when the change happens, there's a bliss. Kevala ananda kanda parama karuna bahu dvijana nitai gaura chandra sabha avatar sara shiromani kevala ananda kanda. It is said, anandam budivardhanam pratipadam Purna Amruta Swadhanam Sarvatma Sapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. It says, Anandam Ambudi Vardhanam. This Ananda, when Lord comes, it says, Ananda Ambudi Vardhanam. It increases. And what is the comparison? Ambudini Sagar. It's Ananda Sagar. Increases. How? Purna Amruta Swadhanam. It says, if you drink nectar, if you get lot ananda, Purna Amruta Swadhanam. When? Sarvatma Sapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. When you do the Sankirtanam, it says you get ananda. When the Lord comes, it says ananda. Lord arrives, it's the ananda. So Jalmashtami is ananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So it is a prayer. His prayer, it says, Oh Krishna, Oh ingenious Krishna, Oh ingenious Krishna, please. His prayer, please, show me how to solve the problem of repeated birth and death. So on this Jalmashtami, we can pray to the Srila Prabhupada, we can pray to Shishi Nitai Gaurachandra, we can pray to Shishi Lita Devi, Vishakha Devi, we can pray to Radharani, we can pray to Shishi Gopinaji, we can pray to Shigadhari Gopal. Please, I only have you as my center point of my life. So, it's a wonderful prayer. When Krishna appeared, it completely changes. So now, it's our try, our humble effort to bring Krishna to our heart. Let us have Jalmashtami within our heart. Let us change our consciousness of material consciousness to the Krishna consciousness. Shri Prabhupada says, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. Yatantascha drudavrata. Isn't it? It says, always think of me, never forget of me. Machita, madgata, prana, bodhayanta, parasparam, katayanta, samam, nityam, tushanti, charamandija. It says, think of me. Worship me. Machita, madgata, prana. Isn't it? Devote to you, sorry, devote to me. It says. So, this is a consciousness we can have on the occasion of Janmashtami. And then, what happens after that? If we have serious desire, if we are serious desire to serve the Lord, how Lord will reciprocate? I will give one small story, real story. There is a one Mataji. Earlier she was in not in Mumbai. She was staying out of some native place. And she came to the Bombay after her marriage. And her family, father, husband and in-laws were staying in Dharavi. And first, after marriage, it was the first year of her, after the staying in Janmashtami. And she was not knowing anything of Mumbai. She was not knowing this, Chopat temple, Gazai temple. No. She was not only one Jew temple. No, not knowing in Bombay, no bus routes are known to her, no train routes are known to her. But she was very convinced that she wanted to go to Janmashtami in this Jew temple. She was not in Radharas, nothing. And she was completely little bit in anxiety because what mother-in-law will tell us, whether she may get angry, because if, again, there is some problems in this thing. But she took her mother-in-law with her. She took her family also. And she came to out of bus stop, not knowing which bus also to go to Juhu temple, because she was completely new the first year. But one thing, she was sincerely praying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. She was sincerely praying to the Lord, Krishna, please guide me. Krishna, please help me. Krishna, please support me. Krishna, please took me. Krishna, please take me to your place. She was praying from within. And it is said, if you pray sincerely, Lord will certainly reciprocate. She went to the bus stop and then she found out one person with tilak. Hare Krishna. She found out one person with tilak and she asked the person with tilak, are you going to temple? And they said, yes, we are going to temple. Come with us. And that particular devotee took their family, that new family, to the temple. And that person was having VIP pass. And you know, on the Janmashtami, what happens? Juhu, that crowd, the queue will go to the chowpatti. But that person was having some kind of pass with him. And that family went with that pass, took the darshan, did the abhishek, and went with the prasad, and they found out some Juhi Chawla was there. And along with that VIP, they took the prasad. And then in-laws, mother-in-law was very happy on her, said, Hare Krishna wale bahut achhe tumhare Harivar. So this is the real story which was told by the devotee. But here we can understand, if we pray sincerely, if we pray seriously to the Lord, Lord, let my life is for you. Lord, let my breath is for you. Lord, let my water we have, you have given thing is for you. And if you sincerely pray, let please help me in perfecting this human life, then Lord will certainly give wonderful, wonderful reciprocation that will be achintya, that we cannot think of ourselves, how the Lord will reciprocate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the wonderful. So on this occasion of Janmashtami, we should have that this Janmashtami, our transformation of heart. How this is the preparation of consciousness? The preparation of consciousness is completely be ourselves Krishna consciousness and let us inspire others. Let us again say attract others so that we can change our life and try to inspire others about change in their life so that their human life will be get transformed and get perfected. So let us conclude what we have discussed. How many stories we have discussed? Let us conclude. And what we learned from this? First story we discussed about the call from the one of the mother who lost the child in this Bombay area. Isn't it? After so many hours she got the child. And then she found one, we can say another person who was helping like Lord, taking her from different police stations. Second story we discuss about Dharmapal, how he sacrificed. Let us sacrifice our life for perfecting our life. Then third story we discuss about one of the new persons from Bombay, and she was having intense desire to visit the Lord, to take the darshan of the Lord, and how the Lord reciprocated. So here, what we can do? Like when Krishna came to the jail, what happened? The jail got changed to the Vaikuntha. Similarly, it's in there in our hand to change our house into wonderful temple. Isn't it? What is there in temple? Lord is there in temple. Devotees are there in temple. Wonderful bhajans are there in temple. Wonderful kirtans are there in temple. Wonderful festivals are there in temple. Isn't it? So, the same we can have in our house also. We can have Ekadashi. We can invite devotees to have chanting. We can have some little Janmashtami. We can have some satsang. We can call different our relatives, friends, neighbors. Isn't it? We can call them and we can have a small satsang also there. We can distribute prasad also there. We can discuss some katha also there. We can do some kirtans. So we can change our house to temple. Isn't it? Small changes. But small changes, completely our heart will transform. And when we show these ideals, to outside society, society will always see you. When we just, it will come. I will give one small example. I was traveling in rickshaw in one other area, Bombay suburbs. And then rickshawala, you must also got different experience. Rickshawala started asking, Pandit ji, koi kapat karta hai to kya karna chahiye? So, this is a wonderful opportunity to preach. Wonderful. If anybody asks any question to you, this is a wonderful opportunity to tell them and bring them to Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we have 5 minutes. So Rohinandan Prabhu is there and the Altan Prabhu is there. With their permission, can I speak about appeal for Janmashtami? That's true. Permission is there? With your, all your devotees, or senior devotees' permission. Since this Janmashtami coming on 24th, on the occasion of Janmashtami, we always go. First, we, charity starts from our home. See, Lord has given us everything. Suppose one part of the body stops functioning, any kidney or something, We are so dependent on dialysis. So Lord has given a wonderful body, isn't it? There is one simple, very wonderful story. I'll tell that particular story within shortly in brief. And there was two persons. One person was bigger like anything. Bigger means bigger. Roti, kuch nahi tha uske paas. And another person was without hands and without leg. And both of them came to Jalamashtami temple. Prayed sincerely. And Lord said, Tathastu. One person, Lord, please give me some money. Another person begged, prayed, Lord, please give me legs and hand. Now, who will be more beneficial? Person with money or person with leg and hand? See, when we don't have our anything with us, suppose we don't have hand and we don't have legs, then we find out the importance of legs and hand. So the person with legs and hand became very happy. So Lord has given a wonderful body. So first, we should try to give to the temple. Point number one. Point number two, this temple is serving in so many ways. So many ways. Giving prasad, food for life, giving the divine message, arranging camps like Barsana camps, arranging like Pandapur medical camps, then Chetna festival, Prerna festival. So many society upliftment, different programs. Temple has so many different satsang centers, different satellite centers. So, if we just help our temple will have wonderful programs throughout the year. Once in a year, we make appeal, and what is the fund generated? It's used for entire year. So details can be taken from what are different activities. But in a condensed form, this temple, these brahmacharis, they have sacrificed their life for all of us. And it is our duty to support them, to help them, so that it's a wonderful harmony between temple and the congregation is maintained, and wonderful programs we can have continuous years after years. So it's a humble appeal to all of you, so that we can help to help us for attaining the Supreme. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shishrada Gopinatha Bhagavan ki, Yatai Gaura Chandra Bhagavan ki, Girdhari Gopala Bhagavan ki, Krishna Kanaya Lal ki, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So thank you everybody for patient listening, and if any questions are there, then I will be very happy to. Yes, questions. Yeah, no problem. Please take mic so everybody can hear.
Hare Krishna. So we think is yes, that Kamsa had that. He will, why didn't he kept father and mother of Krishna differently? So, I have that question.
Why Krishna kept Vasudeva Devaki in jail?
No. Then? The thing is that why Kamsa tapped them in one room, like, you know, why didn't he kept them differently so Krishna won't get born? I'm sorry, there is a question. Huh? What is that? What is by chanting? It comes into my mind.
Why Kamsa kept them Vasudev Devaki
together?
Together.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, what happened? It's a wonderful question. Thank you for the wonderful question. Basically, what happened? Kamsa was about to kill Devaki. Barabar. Now Devaki got married to Vasudev. Kamsa was about to kill Devaki, madam. And Vasudev and Devaki got married. Isn't it? Let me speak on the mic. Mic is not working? Krishna, huh?
Krishna won't get born. If... actually, by chanting, it comes into my mind.
No, it's okay. The question is right. See, basically, I'll tell you, when in this our family or this thing, when husband and wife get married, they always stay together. Now, in this particular case, since there is some kind of fear to Kamsa, there was fear to Kamsa that what will have, this Devaki's child will kill Kamsa.
They will keep Kamsa. Kamsa will keep both mother and father of Lord Krishna differently. In another rooms, like, you know.
Another one?
Different place, like, you know. If they do not unite, then why the Krishna take place? Birth of Krishna, Lord Krishna. That comes into my mind, like, you know. Why?
In Mathura, see, I'll tell you, Mathura, there is a prison house, Kamsa's prison house, na? Vasudev and Devaki, they were in the jail.
No, yeah, but they should keep it differently, na?
Maybe Damodar Prabhu, the question is that, why they kept together?
Why Kamsa is so scholar, he did some small mistake.
One thing what we have learned from this Krishna book that Vasudev and Devaki, they were in the jail. And now regarding compartments, I also don't know, maybe Damodar Prabhu or Gauranga,
Hare Krishna. Whatever little knowledge I have heard that Vasudev was very afraid that Kamsa will kill Devaki, his wife. So then he had promised Kamsa that whatever children will be coming, that I will be giving it in your hands.
Yes.
And Vasudev was a word of honor. Yes. Just based on his word, Kamsa had left Devaki. And secondly, when actually the first child was born and Vasudev brought the child to Kamsa was feeling very, very compassionate. He said, ki jarurat nahi hai, it is the eighth child which is going to kill me.
Yes.
And so he actually sent back. But then it is a different story that Narad Muni came and he showed one lotus and he said, ki which petal is the first and which one is eighth? यहाँ से गिनेंगे तो 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 वहाँ से गिनेंगे तो anyone, Krishna is very powerful. Anybody can be one and anybody can be eight. So Kamsa is very, very means dedicated to his mind and senses. So such Prabhupada writes that such person cannot be trusted because he has his own benefit in mind first. So he immediately said वापस लेके आओ and then he started killing one by one. And besides, it seems that at that point of time, at least that much sense was there even in Asura, that to keep the husband and wife together. Second point, apart from all of this, whatever our mind can understand, Prabhupada explains that how Krishna is born, it's not like us. like whatever relations we have in this material world for begetting a child, Krishna does not depend on that. It is very spiritual connection, because if you read Krishna book, it is described, first Krishna entered the heart of Vasudev, and directly from there he entered womb of Vasudev, womb of Devaki. That's what little bit I have understanding. There is no mention ki there is some kind of a physical relationship between Vasudev and Devaki. So,
Haribol. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा. अब सबसे निवेदन है कि दो मिनट के लिए बैठ जाएं. मैं आपको शुभ समाचार देना चाहता हूं. हिंदी में ही अनाउंसमेंट करूंगा, तो सब लोग हिंदी तो समझते हैं यहाँ पे. तो अभी आने वाले शुक्रवार, शनिवार और रविवार को हम लोग श्री कृष्णा जन्माष्टमी महामहोत्सव मनाएंगे यहाँ पे. तो आप सबको निवेदन है कि आप सब लोग जरूर आइएगा. 23 तारीख शाम को दिव्य स्नान होगा नीचे.